Welcome to season one of Inside Once Out, an African mother tongue poetry podcast produced by Tinswe Media and powered by the South African Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. The theme for season one is African poetry in the time of a global pandemic. Each episode features an introduction from the poet. Then you will hear an original poem delivered in their mother tongue, and lastly, the English translation of their poem. We look forward to taking you on this journey of language, culture, and truth. Besides, some things are better expressed in your mother tongue. Let's get to know today's poet.
My name is Gloria Ngandu from the Republic Democratic of Congo. I am currently residing in South Africa and studying at the University of Johannesburg. I am a writer, a poet, a sketch artist, and a spoken word artist. My mother tongue is Swahili, in which I wrote the poem Adabu Isiyo Julikani, which simply translates unknown punishment in English, which has been what I have viewed the pandemic to be to me. A punishment to my family, a punishment to myself, a punishment to everyone that is around me that I love and care so much about. Seeing how much people had to shift from regular to the new norm has been devastating. For others, it has been financially draining, and others, it has crippled them emotionally. A lot of people had to do a lot of changes, and others it cost them more than what they had. Adabu Isiyo Julikani, an unknown punishment to what you have aimed for yourself. So in this poem, I simply express what I view or how I feel about the pandemic. I ask the world or nature per se in this question, why add a frustration upon I, an African, or us Africans, seeing that we already have a lot at hand? Adabu Isiyo Julikani, unknown punishment.
The pandemic brought unease into our lives. The year 2020 can be defined as a year of change. What happens to those of us who are not fans of change? This poem is written and read by Congolese poet Gloria Ngandu. Her poem is read in her mother tongue of Swahili.
Sijawahi kupenda mabadilisho. Kuiwazia tu ninapata maladi. Sijawahi kupenda mabadilisho. Hata nikijaribu kuzoea ninatupa njia. Kwa mwanzo wa huu mwaka nimejipa tumaini. Nimejitayarisha kuzoea. 2020 ingekuwa vibaya. Mabadilisho yananiumiza moyo. Kulia ninashindwa, kwani sina machozi. Nimelia ndozi kaja. Afrika ikakuya maji kwa sababu ya machozi yangu. Kosa langu kama mwana Afrika, ni nini nimekosea nini? Dunia, hebu nikuulize swali. Vitendo vya vita havijatosha? Waliofariki kwa maladi ya ukimwi hawajatosha? Wanaokufa kwa siku sababu ya malaria hawajatosha? Harafu, coronavirus tena, huruma uko wapi? Nimekosea nini mimi?
Here is our poet reading the English translation of their poem.
I have never been a fan of change. Its thoughts alone makes me sick. I have never been a fan of change. With all that it brings along, I simply dislike. I have never been a fan of change. No matter how much I try to fit in, I simply fall out of place. And it got worse when this brand new year began. I surprisingly had hope, was ready to conform, ready to give in. 2020. What could actually go wrong? The changes are heartbreaking. I fail to cry, I have no tears for this. I've cried and cried, Africa is even wet because of my tears. Let it be my sin. If I, as an African child, I have made a mistake. I've endured and I'm tired. What have I done wrong? World, let me ask the question. Are the acts of war not enough? Are those who have died of HIV and AIDS not enough? And those who die every day because of malaria not enough?
And now, coronavirus. What is my sin? Where did I go wrong?
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of Inside Once Out, and we'd love to hear from you. Please leave a review or rate this episode. For more information on how to submit a poem or partner with us, visit www.teenswearmedia.com.